Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey.
Have a whole new meeting now.
Welcome to the show. That's designed, created on Kingdom Principles, a show that's designed to get you from where you are to where you want to be. We have wonderful guests that stop by the studio or call in, and they tell us how they got there and how we can get there and live the life that we're supposed to be living. And of course, we got our girl in the studio, Jeannie Kitty of the City.
Meow. Cat been pouncing all over the place and took your advice, Dr. Tanji. And let me tell you, Hollywood is Hollywood, okay? you have to respect where it's come from, where it is, and where it's going. Some things don't change.
No.
But I'm excited about your show today. You have a community activist who is doing things from the college campus and taking it on multiple levels. Then, I mean, you bring in all this, you know, all these Hollywood secrets right to your VIPs.
Yeah.
I love your Talk to Tanji segment. When we talk about J-Lo skin, you just think about radiance. And or you always look at people's skin, and if it's minimal to no makeup, like, how do they do that? You done bought every product on the shelf, still don't have it. But guess what? Dr. Tanji has the secret for you, courtesy of Skin Enhancement Glow.com. And, your chance to win is coming up in about 30 minutes. But first, love this series, your principles on this.
Oh, my God. These principles are truly, truly being worked. I kid you not. We're going to continue with maximizing your potential. But today I want to kind of segue into enemies of potential. And there are several enemies, and I'm sure you can think of 15,000 of them. But I wanted to talk just briefly about four of them that I battle with, and hopefully if you're battling with them, we can shed some light on how to get through this. Four enemies of maximizing your potential. One, disobedience. Number two, sin. Number three, fear. And then of course, number four, discouragement. So let's start with disobedience. When we think of disobedience, I want you to think of it along the lines of being outside of the will of God for your life. Now, here's how that can happen, or that can kind of cause your potential to be sidelined. When you're outside of the will of God, your disobedience, you cause your potential to stifle or to be sidelined. That's your goals that are being sidelined. To answer or to combat that, you just simply maximize your life by submitting your will to God's will. The second thing that is a precursor or a distractor of potential is sin. Now, you think about sin, and you've heard this word sin before, but I want to shed light just a little further, because when there is sin in your life, when you are rebelling against God's will and purpose for your life willfully, that's sin. It's where you're literally telling God, you know what? I've tried it your way. Don't want to try anymore. I can do it on my own. That's sin, guys, and it's going to cause your potential to be stifled. It will wreak havoc in your life. Another thing that I have to kind of concern myself with oftentimes is fear. And I got to be honest with you. If we're doing life together, then there's got to be a sense of transparency. Fear. Fear, when it dwells with you, it tells you, seriously, what you cannot do. It tells you, hey, there's no hope in you're even thinking that you're going to maximize your potential and do exactly what you were born to do. And to combat fear, I tell you, real simple, faith. As simple as that sounds, faith truly combats fear. And the last thing, and I save this one for last because of the degree of severity here, is discouragement. We've all been there, waiting on something to happen and it didn't happen the way we thought it was. Or, you know, kind of, all right, I've done everything. I'm preparing myself for what it is that I'm working towards. And then wham, life happens. Now, when it comes to discouragement, I want you to be careful with that, because even in the face of discouragement, if God has told you to do something, you got to trust him and you got to do it. And I'm going to tell you why. No matter how difficult or impossible you think or you feel, it will happen. But to neutralize discouragement, you gotta have hope. Again, it sounds real easy, right? I'm telling you, you know, with fear, you gotta have faith. With discouragement, you gotta have hope. With disobedience, you gotta submit your will. And then with sin, you gotta say, listen, I surrender. I'm not bigger than you are. I believe who you are, and therefore I've got to live the life that you've already purposed. I've said it time and time again, and I'm talking to myself as well. Everything we need is in us. Every potential, every dream, every vision. God would never allow us to come to this earth and then tell you, figure things out on your own. You do it yourself. That's not how he operates, and that's not how we operate, because we have his spirit. Therefore, we are in constant communication with our Creator. I'm not making light of anything that you may be going through at this juncture in your life. That's not my role or position or disposition. But what I am telling you is that we can get through this. We will get through this, and we're going to get through this together. You have my word. So don't forget, four enemies maximizing your potential.
Okay. You're serious. Okay.
Yeah, the four enemies are disobedience, sin, fear, and discouragement. All right?
All four of those things.
Yeah.
That we know so well.
Yeah.
So you gotta be conscious of that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I will tell you, he is maximizing his potential 24/7. Dr. Tanji, so excited he could call in today. I mean, because this guy is busy, like,
yes,
already. President of Pepperdine University's Black Student Association, a double major. Wow. I'm like, no, I'm just thinking about when I was in school. I'm like, he doing all that. And then on top of that, his, you know, focus and how he maximizes his potential is bridging the gap between students and people that he meets, no matter their ethnicity, religion, political party, or anything else. So joining us now, the Dr. Tanji Show, Peyton Silkett.
Hello, hello, hello.
And anybody's name, Silkett.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm like, no, he got to have it going on.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It is a privilege and an honor to be had.
Thank you,
without a doubt. I listen to the work that you two awesome and powerful women constantly put up on this show. And I tell you, I get inspired daily.
Wow.
Because of this series, Maximizing Your Potential. It truly speaks to where we're at, right? Not necessarily who we are at this moment, but maximizing the potential that you have.
Right.
So it really helps people that may feel discouraged that they're not who they are in this moment. It's not about who you are right now. The potential looks at who you can be in the future. So thank you both for doing this. This is wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you. You're doing some amazing things over Pepperdine's University and in the community. I did see where you kind of joined forces with different churches. Can you expound, or will you expound upon what your goal is to for doing that?
Yes, definitely. So a little bit of part of me is I grew up in Oakland, California. And so they're already in the Bay Area, NorCal. There's a whole lot of diversity, right? And so it's kind of just a melting pot of everybody's different cultures, ethnicities, traditions, and as well as religions. And through this, because I'm a political science major, as you mentioned, through the political system that we see, a lot of the times we get lumped in together, but we try to divide ourselves among the things that we hold so dear, which can be helpful in some things, but also very hurtful in others. So in my faith tradition, I'm Church of God in Christ minister. We recognize the beauty and divinity of all of God's people, right? And we know the way through Jesus Christ and through the love that we have, but we don't let that stop us from seeing eye to eye with others in our walk together on this earth. So I've gone into ministry. Pepperdine is a Church of Christ school, so a lot of people hold on to their faith. And it's really just about going to different churches and uniting these communities. A part of the work that I want to do and that I've been blessed enough to do this past summer is worked with an organization called Faith in Action. And they similarly recognize the beauty in all of the different faiths and organize people behind education in schools or voting rights or gun violence reduction, which is what I did this past summer in Oakland, was getting congregations and people of faith to go into our communities and figure out ways that we could work with people that are in circumstances that may provoke them to pick up a gun and figure out how do we avoid that or kind of de-escalate that.
Wow, that's incredible, Peyton. And what I noticed that you, other millennials, and just where we're going with faith, and you talk about this a lot, Dr. Tanji, I notice more development in non-denominational platforms. And that's, you know, again, it's about principles and, you know,
speak and tell us.
Okay.
All right. You're born in the Bay Area. There's a lot of diversity. Mm-hmm. You've seen a lot. You to get from where you are to from where you've been to where you are now, would you just kind of give our audience just a little bit of how you got here?
Support systems is crucial. Okay. They are crucial. They are the foundation of who I am today. Mm. My mother, my family, my father, they worked very hard in order to get me into the around the opportunities that I have been blessed to receive and be a part of. So I'd say if we have to start off somewhere, because you said we're rewinding the clock, why not rewind the clock? Because oftentimes we think our stories begin with us, and our stories don't necessarily start with us because we have history. And so I think in recognition of that, I have to acknowledge the elders and the ancestors whose shoulders I stand upon. The reason why I have my faith right now is because of my grandmother for the most part. I can remember times when she taught me how to pray when I was just 3 years old. As soon as I could speak, how I learned my words was through prayer with her. So starting off that of answering that question is the support systems that we have. I think getting to where I am today has been a combination of that and also gratitude and faith in God. So when God puts you around people that are going to help you out, I always say you need to keep three kinds of people around you. And this has been my motto. You put yourself around people who are going to support you through it, whatever it is you're going through or wherever it is you want to be. So these are your encouragers, right? These are the people that love you nonstop, know who you are, and are going to help you get to your goal however you want to get there, right? And will help and guide you. Second group of people you need to put yourself around are those who I call the eagle eyes, the bird's eyes. And these are the ones that are going to call you out. They're going to see what you're doing. They're going to be supportive of it, but they're also not going to be afraid to give you the cold, hard truth of what you're doing wrong, things you need to improve, or maybe some other suggestions about how to do it. And the third group of people, which for me, I believe are most important personally, are the people who are counting on you to do it. They're your motivation. They're your fuel. When you see, for example, your family and you have to wonder, am I going to be able, my back hurts, I'm really tired, am I going to be able to go to work this next day? But then you see your family who you need to provide for, your son, your daughter, whoever, your mother. Those are the ones that make life worth living and that goal worth pursuing. And they could be the ones that pull you out of whatever darkness it is that you're in because you can see the light in them. So I'd say that's very vague about my particular circumstances. But for everybody, I believe if you have those three groups of people or those three people in your life, you will be able to achieve what it is that you want.
That speaks volumes, honestly. Thank you for that sound wisdom. Thank you very, very much for that. Now that we know how you got here, the book fundraiser, you're organizing books, and I like the way you did that, where you said, you know what, we are more than just entertainment and sports. Yeah. What made you want to let everyone know that, you know what, we're inventors and we're authors and, you know, we're academia. That's important. Very, very important.
Yeah. So just for clarification, I organized a book drive in the city of Oakland. And the theme of it was to collect books about, as you mentioned, Black inventors and entrepreneurs, because oftentimes in social media now, with our abundant access to it, the narrative gets spread that if you see somebody that's African-American and doing well, either they shoot a ball or do something with a ball, or they can sing real good. And there's not much other in between. And so you get people that feel siloed into, if I can't do sports, I better be able to sing. Or if I can't sing, then I need to get better at doing my sport. And not being able to express their love for computers, for example, or express their love for technology in other ways, or just being an entrepreneur. So education starts not just when you reach middle school or elementary school or high school, but we're always exposed to that. And so I wanted to do, it was for Black children, it was children book drive. And I wanted to expose them to that narrative very early. Right. That way you can see somebody who looks like you that did play around with Legos and built Legos. And that was OK to build with Legos. And they later went on to, for example, Garrett Morgan, who invented the gas mask, made the stoplight system that we have, and other inventors that helped make light bulbs that we would never hear about, or the microphones inside of our cell phones, Black inventors, the refrigerated systems on trucks. Black inventors that help produce grocery stores. And so when we see just how much of our daily lives are influenced by Black inventors, we can see kind of how we can start to fit ourselves into that narrative. And there's an awesome book called, I believe, What Color Is My World? Or The Color of My World, that tells that story phenomenally. It has a mother and her two children who are moving into this house. And it's run down. And there's a man who's the mother's friend who's helping them fix up the house. And they tell the story of, as the man is working with the children to fix up the house, every little thing that he does to improve it has a story behind a Black inventor. So as he puts in that light bulb, he tells that story. As he fixes a refrigerator, he tells that story. And it's a really wonderful way to just get to know that. So if anybody's looking for a good book with Black inventors, like I said, I believe it's called The Color of My World. It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. So that's the precipice. That's the importance of making certain that every narrative is told in such a beautiful way that people, again, do not get stuck in just those two little ideologies or two things that, you know, we're known to be good at, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So you got an incoming freshman class coming onto this beautiful campus of Pepperdine, and they're starry eyed, and they've read about it, and they love being in, you know, Malibu. What do you tell them to get ready for the best experiences of their lives? What is it, that those pearls of wisdom that you give them?
I say, like in everything, keep your mind open, and know that you're going to come out different than the way that you came in, but to be open to that change, to hold on to your core values, but also not be afraid if something starts to get rattled around a little bit, so long as you maintain a faith that there is something greater than you that is going on, that it is working out for your good. There's so many opportunities when you come to a university like Pepperdine. You're around people from all across the country with different backgrounds, all around the world as well. So one thing that we did is one of my favorite things. I had my group, and they still are my three best friends on campus. Shout out Olivia Robinson, Devin Bristow, and Chanel Wilkins. But we were sitting around one day and we were watching a comedy special. And we just started to talk about how we felt about being African-American on campus, and Pepperdine is a predominantly white university. And we were sharing our stories with each other. And I brought up the question, well, what are we going to do about that? How are we going to unite our Black community, and particularly the Black freshmen, to feel like we have a space? And so out of that conversation came something that we named Ubuntu, which is a word from South Africa. Nelson Mandela used it a lot, Desmond Tutu as well. And it means I am because we are, which basically recognizes our interdependence on one another. And that I am not who I am because of my own merit, but I am who I am because we are the tribe, we are the village, and you guys help sustain me as I help sustain you. And there was a lot of magic in that space. We spread it out to our friends, our Black freshmen, and we got into a room and we would hold these conversations on deep topics that were very challenging. For example, what does it mean to be Black? And we would just leave it there and let the magic happen, because everybody has a different interpretation, a different experience, whether you come from the West Coast, California, being Black, it's very different from your Black experience. If you grow up in the South, in Texas, very different from your Black identity if you grew up in Nigeria, right? And so we had people that were from everywhere, all around the world. And some people from Nigeria were like, I didn't even know I was Black until I got to the United States and found out what that meant. And so it was just beautiful to be able to hold those spaces. So there's a lot of room for innovation when you get to university. So don't be afraid to take some of your ideas and your real feelings and be vulnerable to put that out there, because odds are somebody is feeling just like you, and you may be able to be the change because you step forward first that they were looking for, and embrace that true Ubuntu ideology of I am because we share in this experience. So I think those are some bits and pieces of advice I would give.
Absolutely. You are chronicling all of this and putting it in a book, right? that is so beautiful. I feel inspired to know, you know, I knew this, but just hearing you say that and the meaning behind that, that speaks volumes. And we are truly, truly grateful for everything that you are doing and what you stand for.
Yep, you and your co-founders on campus. Absolutely. Because you stepped up, and that's what's so important to be the change. What are we going to do about it? Yeah. You took action. And let me ask you, though, I mean, with the turbulence that, you know, we're constantly bombarded with, the cloudiness of social media that, you know, bogs us down a lot with everything else we have to do. How do you work to encourage students who maybe they don't have the support system that you did, or others who, you know, may be challenged in that area, whether it was from the past, which a lot of stuff affects the young adult that we become, or dealing with something right now? How does your organization support a student or person that you approach?
like that?
So how does the Black Student Association support its members, or?
Yeah, if they're challenged, if they're lost, if they don't have a mindset like yours, because most don't. So I'm just wondering, how do you identify that student, or is that a part of your outreach, or do most people, the prerequisite is that they come to you?
Yes. So I'm glad you asked that. So one part of that is going to the organization that my friends and I founded for just the Black freshmen our year. We've implemented that now as part of curriculum for the Black Student Association. So now freshmen all throughout their time at Pepperdine University will be able to have that space and feel like they can voice those concerns and continue to go deeper in that cohort that they have. And they get to have their Ubuntu for their freshman, sophomore, junior, all the way up through their senior year. Wow. Of that group of people that feels like they are that support system. So we kind of work that into the fabric, so that way everybody who does come to that feels like they now have a space where they can be supported. But for those that don't reach out or feel like they're able to come and share in that experience, that's when it's our role. We have a wonderful executive board of people who, sophomores through seniors, who have been through all kinds of various diverse experiences here on campus. And we make it very intentional as part of our interview process and selection that we know it is our role not just to make sure everybody is having fun, but to seek out those that may be a little bit more distant, that may be a little bit more apprehensive of sharing, and to build genuine, authentic relationships with them and feel like that they have this space. So that is a large part of my role as co-president of Black Student Association, is being on the lookout for that and kind of extending my arms around everyone, even those that feel like they're not worthy at this moment to be brought in and encouraged. Had lunch the other day with a young man who was phenomenal, and we just got to really speak and share deeply about our past experiences, a lot of similarities, and how we used to idolize our sports as our sense of identity. And when we got rid of our sports, or when our sports got rid of us, we felt very lost because we didn't have any way to prove ourselves to the outside world. And we both shared testimonies about how we came to faith and how we want God to be our only source and our strength of identity. And how do we rely on God as our rock now that we don't have other ways to outwardly try to quote unquote prove ourselves. So there are many ways that BSA as an organization reaches out to those that don't necessarily have that support system. The university as well has phenomenal resources, and so we try to plug students in to the different resources, the counseling center, the first generation club, if students are first generation college students and don't know how to navigate that. And so we kind of serve as liaisons as well, just through promoting. So if people feel like they can't talk, but if through email they happen to read that there is a mental health awareness group, maybe they'll go to that group. So we try and we do our best to make sure everybody feels like they belong.
Well, that's absolutely amazing, and that is exactly what I was, you know, looking for you to say, and you said it perfectly. I mean, because what happens a lot of times, people, they just feel disconnected and not worthy. Every hot button that you just mentioned, and so you're being active, you're focused, you're driven, and you, most importantly, you're leading by example consistently. So, thank you, Peyton Silkett, Mr. Silkett.
Of course, yes.
Pepperdine, so you're gonna have me coming out there camping out on Pepperdine. I'm like, where's Mr. Silkett?
Thank you so very much for joining us.
Of course. And on top of that, just I want to mention the theme that we have for our Black Student Association this year. The theme is a very important piece of kind of what you mentioned, of bringing everybody in. Our theme is expressing our diaspora. And so for those that may be listening that are not familiar with the term diaspora, it refers to the movement of people from the continent of Africa all across the world. Whether that was through migration during the time of Pangaea when all of the continents were together, whether through the slave trade, or whether through just immigration today. And so we recognize that there is not one kind of Black person. And sometimes people can feel discouraged going to Black Student Association events if all their life they've been told they're not Black enough, or they don't speak Black, or they don't look Black, or whatever, right? We are very intentional with saying there's not one kind of Black person, that all of you is accepted and welcomed and appreciated here in this space. And so we don't care about your sexual orientation, religious affiliation, where you've come from in the world, whether it's Nigeria, whether it's France, or whether it's Louisiana, all of that. And we've been very intentional with our programming and the events that we put on to kind of continue to reiterate that this is a space for you to feel like you belong here.
Incredible. So. Incredible. And that's how you maximize Absolutely. Your potential. Okay. Absolutely. In case you didn't know. Yeah. And is there a website, Peyton, or any way, a student or person listening that wants to read more about this or interact with you, how do they get your info?
Yeah, so Pepperdine Black Student Association has a Facebook page that they can go on to. As well, there's Instagram. Now we're on all social media platforms. And those are the best ways to get in touch. Our email address for the Black Student Association is on there. And so if they just send an email to, I think it's PepperdineBSA at Pepperdine.edu, or BSA Pepperdine at Pepperdine.edu, one of those. It's on the Instagram. Then, yeah, it's a great way to get in contact with us.
Well, that is fantastic. Absolutely. And we're going to just have to come on campus and, and hang soon with my diaspora gear, because I will show up. You laughing, Peyton, but like, that's that crazy Gene and Joe from Dr. Tanji show. So thank you so much for sharing and just leading by example.
Absolutely.
Of course. And it truly is a privilege and an honor to just be called by God in order to do this work. And it's recognition that it's not about us as we do this. And I continuously, my prayer is to be a lighthouse for God, recognizing that I have nothing to do with the light that actually saves lives. That light is God. I am just merely the structure being used.
Absolutely.
And to remember that and to stay humble in that.
Absolutely.
We're all vessels. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Peyton.
Thank you, Peyton.
Have a great rest of the week.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. Bye.
You as well. Bye-bye. All right. God bless. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Were you doing a fraction of that in college? Look, I'm like listening to him. And people usually say, well, I mean, they'll give props to my daughter. Like, I need to go back and study. No. You know, she's sharp. But I'm like, man, I'm like, okay, can we have him run for president?
Hello.
No, we're like, he sounds like somebody who could actually
Absolutely.
Go and win.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, coming up in a few minutes, so many people have been DMing and communicating with you at Dr. Tanji Show about this glow up that you're hooking your VIPs up with,
so
whether you're listening or
that.
Watching. Well, we have got Dr. Tanji's own celebrity skincare guru, Charlotte Wilson, who will be joining us in minutes. And you know, what does she do? It's Glow Skin Enhancement. And you'll meet her right after this.
It's time to wear your flawless radiant glow. Get your red carpet treatment or products at Glow Skin Enhancement. Celebrity skincare guru Charlotte Wilson will custom design a skincare regimen specifically for you that will transform your skin and give you a healthy glow up. Glow Skin Enhancement products are 96% natural and organic, formulated to correct skin issues such as premature aging, sun damage, discoloration, acne, hyperpigmentation, and will give your skin a more healthier, younger baby bottom look and feel. Visit the online store at glowskinenhancement.com. If you're in the LA area, book your appointment now at glowskinmobile.com or call 866-818-9935. That's 866-818-9935. Wear your flawless radiant glow always.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
I want to glow. Look, I'm going to get on the mobile unit. I'm trying to be there. Dr. Tanya Jeannie Jones are coming. J-Lo, I'm telling you, we're going to be on the red carpet with you, baby. Just naturally glowing. And so excited, Dr. Tanya, that you have your very own VIP celebrity skin care specialist. Charlotte Wilson has been taking care of so many celebrities, moms, just everyday working people. You know, you buy all these damn products and you like, okay, this is not working. You're trying all these different things. But guess what?
Yep.
We got right to the natural and organic secret, and it is with Charlotte Wilson. Welcome to the show.
Hey, look.
I'm trying to invade your mobile unit. Hey, Charlotte.
Hi there.
Hey, everybody.
We're so glad you're with us, and most importantly, educating the listeners and viewers on skin care. And I really want you to talk about your product line, how that works, and just clear up some of the myths or things that we don't know about our skin is jacking it up.
Well, of course, I'm a founder of Glow Skin Enhancer. My name is Charlotte Wilson, of course. I designed this product about 13 years ago, but I offered it to the public about 5 years ago. And it was just in hopes of changing people's lives. You know, we're, of course, 96% natural. And what our product is designed to do is to renew, restore, and enhance the skin to a flawless, radiant glow all in one. It doesn't matter. All skin and all skin types, adults, children, it doesn't matter, you know. And we focus on designing products for those with severe conditions. You know, people that have cystic acne, eczema, hyperpigmentation, melasma, which is a big thing out here in Los Angeles, and it happens mostly with women, you know, after they get childbirth.
What is that, Charlotte? Yeah. Explain what that is.
It's discoloration. It's a discoloration. Just a lot of discoloration, dark brown spots on the skin. Mm-hmm. And what I find in L.A., you know, it's a lot of red bone ladies here, and a lot of them are experiencing that. And with the sun, you know, the sun rays, and without being protected, it can make that condition worse. So, you know, so we have to all be protected. It doesn't matter who, we all have to be protected.
Wow. And then,
what I was saying,
and what are some of the things that people don't know that your products do, or, you know, just knowledge you should know about taking better care of your skin? What are some of the things that people do that are like a no-no?
Well, first of all, the male market is very underserviced, so we did create products for all skin types, you know, male and female. The most common mistake is people undermining the importance of having a daily skincare routine. And with a daily skincare routine, you have to have a great product, and you have to have a double cleanser, a day and a night cleanser. People think they could use the day cleanser at night. No, you need a day to clean up all the junk that the environment puts into our bodies. And you need a night, same thing. You need toners. You need an eye cream, especially, you know, as we get older. You need a serum. You need a mask or face oil, and a night and a day cream. And sunscreen, which is the most important. You have to protect your skin. That's what glow skin has. We have all those.
No wonder folks walk around jacked up.
That's
it right there.
No,
but it's real. But that's why we glad we got you, Charlotte Wilson. No, I mean, it was as simple as what you just said, but nobody's doing that. And so that's why your face is jacked up and you got all these layers of makeup. Okay. Well,
not only makeup, I see women that wear makeup, you know, underneath they have, you know, enlarged pores, a lot of acne. But that comes from not having a proper, you know, routine and the proper product and then makeup every day. Because, you know, this is a city where people are doing a lot of things, you know, with TV, camera, you know, radio, whatever, and they need makeup.
She talking so about us, Dr.
We yeah, just kept I, everybody out, girl, here trying to make a difference in this
right.
world.
Right. I love it. That's why I'm glad you are with us, Charlotte. No, we're going to take care of face, a face at a time. We're coming after you.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let me make sure it's all skin from the head to the toe. Not only that, I do the, you know, people get discoloration all over the body, under the arms, knees, elbows, tags, molds. I take care of everything. I am the one.
Wow.
Charlotte,
I have a really bad problem with hirsutism. And I do not take spironolactone because of, I don't want my voice to get really deep. What can I do? Is there something that your skincare line can assist with hirsutism? I have it under my nose.
So you're saying hyperpigmentation?
Hirsutism. If I let my facial hair grow, I've got a beard going on here. And I even with, I do know that laser is not the right thing or best thing for African-American women. Yeah. Electrolysis I have tried in times past, but I do notice that, you know, and you're right, there is some hyperpigmentation there, but it's just that hair that's just really bothersome.
Yeah, what I do is I make a product. I make a toner. I make it for men, for razor bumps, and women, we have that hormonal situation, like you said, with the with excessive amounts of darkness from the hair area. So I make a toner that you use at night, and I make an oil that you apply to your skin. And that keeps all that calm down. As far as the hair, you can get laser to kind of control the hair growth, but we have something for that as well.
Dr. Tanji's on the way. And I'm excited about is that Charlotte Wilson has your package coming, Dr. Tanji, to get started.
Oh, yes.
So we are about to be glow. I'm telling you, J-Lo, we going to be right there on the cover with you and be like, skin is like, meow. Yes. All courtesy of GlowSkinEnhancement.com.
Absolutely.
Right. GlowSkinEnhancement.com. You started on the product. How's the product working for you?
For me, I am just starting. So not only am I going to, we'll be checking in with you later this week. And then when we have you in the studio live, I will have that before and after picture for me and Dr. Tanji for you. And also from there, just, you know, understanding, like you said, the key is a daily regimen. That's like the mindset. I got to get that right. So just with everything that you have on your site and everything that you're going to educate us with and hook the listeners and viewers up with, I mean, we're doing this thing together.
Yes, we are.
That's what we do on the Dr. Tanji Show.
Yes, we are.
So I plan to be on your Glow Skin Enhancement, your bus that's traveling around Hollywood. You know, I can be your spokesmodel.
Well, we have a spa in Tarzana.
Yes.
And it's Glow Skin Mobile. So I have people all over. They fly in from all over.
I know you do. I've seen your Instagram. You got all the celebrities and everybody in. I know.
From high to low, baby.
That's what I'm glad Dr. Tanji Show has, you know.
Hey, God gave me a gift of service, all skin. I don't discriminate, baby.
No, I do it all. Like I said, Hollywood. Exactly. Wow. Well, that is amazing. Well, Charlotte Wilson of GlowSkinEnhancement.com, make sure you log on. You can also follow her. She is now the VIP celebrity skincare guru for the show. So we will be talking about all of her products. And you're going to, like, watch our progress with this, or we get our regimen together, Dr. T. Okay. And Charlotte, thank you so much. And so we'll see you in the studio and we'll be interacting with you live.
Thank you, Charlotte.
I'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Absolutely.
Yep, that's Charlotte Wilson of GlowSkinEnhancement.com. Well, now it's Dr. Tanji. You got your own skincare, celebrity skincare guru.
Man.
But, I mean, it's just, I love people to just give you real talk, though.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
She's simple as that.
Yeah,
see, your stuff, basically, all that sounded good y'all were talking about, all of the scientific and biological terms. Your skin's jacked up. You got different discoloration on your gluteus maximus. You know what that's the bootay. Your skin, your chin. Guess what? We come, Dr. T, the Dr. Tanji Show, we just coming to do this together with you. We got your back. Dr. Tanji and Charlotte Wilson are giving you a chance to win your own custom package.
Absolutely.
So that's what's so awesome.
Absolutely. It is such an honor to be here. You have no idea.
No, but
honestly,
that's cool. Like, I'm excited. I mean, I'm not playing. You would think I'm, just hype and plugging away.
No,
this is real to me.
I know.
You know what I mean?
And you've worked so hard, and I'm so grateful. I've said this time and time again, and I'll say it until I'm blue in the face.
No, but we're doing life together.
Yeah. If
down to the skin. Down to the skin. You got to love that. Down to the skin, we doing this together.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. You need someone to bring forth that baby. If you're pregnant, get pregnant. Men, women, get pregnant with that idea and get someone that'll help you bring it to pass. And that's really, really important. I promise you it is. That's the same thing
that your first guest, Peyton Skiller, said, your support team.
I know. I love it.
It's key. I mean, we can't do it. You can think you can do things, but you need support. You need support.
Absolutely. Anyone that can come behind the veil and tell you, you know what? You're acting out of character. That's not you.
Yep.
I love it. Absolutely.
Yep. Maximizing your potential. Yeah. I'm so glad you're doing this series. Thank you. Part two of a four-part series.
Yeah, four-part series. Okay, and it's I need it all.
Yeah, yeah. I need all of it.
Absolutely.
And so, wow, this has really, really been good. And then you take somebody, as many, there are millions, gazillions of skincare products out here. Just to think, you know, that Charlotte, just with all of this stuff that's at CVS, everywhere you go, everything that's online, she still finds the time to maximize her potential and what she does. That's excellent. And that's what we want you to do, whether you're listening, watching, whatever it is you do. Nobody does what you do like you do it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And she's really, really serious about that. If you're holding on to that dream or that idea, now is the time to put your toe in the water and let's test it. Let's seriously get you where you are right now to where you want to be. And Mondays on Talk to Tanji, I know sometimes I'm just kind of all over the place, and that's not my intent. The intent is really to do life together, to hold your hand. And when you log on, you help me. Because if you don't show up, I'm still going to talk. So you might as well just
join Dr. T.
Yeah, man, and DM me, and let's do this. I do not want you to leave out of this year, and I'm not going to leave out of this year the way it started. I'm fighting a good fight of faith, and I want you to fight a good fight of faith as well. So let's roll up our sleeves, and let's get busy, and let's do this thing called life. I'm so serious.
But I'm still stuck on you saying, putting your toe in the water and test it out, whether it's hot or cold. You keep coming in. You are so funny. I've been thinking about that all day.
But just do it. I don't want there to be an excuse. I mean, how many times have I failed? Oh, dear God, you don't have enough time to.
But when
really
you step up, that's what I love about you, Dr. T. You'll digest that and then you'll come back stronger. Just like, I mean, if anybody goes to at Dr. Tanji show right now, you'll see Dr. Tanji. I mean, I love when you are working out, people really love when you show what you're eating. When you line your ammunition up, that's when you at full potential. You pew out of here.
Glory. How about that? I wish I could be that smart, man. No. I'm not.
So we're gonna get on your regimen, we're gonna get in the skin regimen. Imagine if we do this every day. Oh, all of this stuff every day. What's gonna happen? That's our homework. Because these principles of day, disobedience, sin, fear, and discouragement. Yeah. Out of here. Kick it out of here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if that is what you're faced with today, as a ray of hope, please tie a knot. And I said this before, just tie a knot in the thing called faith. That faith really will propel you, but you got to work it. You got to work your faith. The easiest thing to do is to say, you know what? I'm not. I quit. This didn't go right. That didn't go right. Oh my God, I'm faced with this. But for all intents and purposes, there is a passage of scripture that says he will not give you more than you can bear. And I had to say that all day today. I had to say that coming into the studio. He didn't give me more than I can bear. He didn't give me more than I can bear. So I'm showing up. I'm showing up for you, but I'm showing up for me too, because I love me just like I love you. So show up. No matter what. These tears does not mean that I'm not in faith. It just means that I'm having a human experience. But guess what? Showing up, it does count. It does matter. It matters that you were born. It matters that you were born. It matters that you were born. And you're holding an answer to my situation, to my prayer life. So I need you to just jot me a note, just a little note. I'm standing in here. I've been through this, but I'm stronger than ever because you are. And I said that last week. I think it was last week or this week. Last week. You're stronger than you were before the week began. This is a wake-up call. You are stronger than you were before the week began. Now, you're going to tie a knot in that thing called faith. And you're going to hold on. And you're going to stand. And you're going to smile. And you're going to say what? All is well. It's well.
Oh, your social media is blowing up now. Somebody want to get their skin right.
I know that's right. Woo, gotta tell you. Woo-hoo! I love her. Oh, man.
You got to love it. You got to love it.
Oh, my God. You have no
idea. We're doing life together.
Yeah. The best is yet to come. Just think about it. Everything that we've gone through up until today, it may have been mountaintop experiences. You may have gotten that deal that you were waiting on, or that check that you were waiting on, or that yes. Or you may have gotten a note that says you got to be out by the end of the month. Or they may have tried to come and take your car, man, or just throw salt on your game. Or maybe that person
whatever
that you were
is
waiting
yep
for to tell you, I got you, they dropped the ball. So you get you. You got you. We can do this. Smile. See? Smile. Life is good.
Yep. Really.
It really is.
So stay interactive with
yeah
Dr. Tanji Show, and
absolutely
we got this.
Hey, the website.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
Okay.
We tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do a whole interactive blowout.
Very good.
On Monday.
I love it.
On Monday.
That means you're going to be
that's
on
a
the
party
screen with
I'll
me,
tell
right?
you what. I'll kick it over with you. You picking habits up for me.
I am.
So
I really am.
Yeah, now I'll be there. So I'll be kicking off Talk to Tanji with Dr. Tanji and her major huge announcement.
Thank you very much. See you soon, guys. Keep smiling. God loves you, and we do too.
Have a great rest of the week. Bye.
You're listening to The Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.